She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detro. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Thank you for joining another episode of Our Mirror's Reflections with Andrea Jackson. Thank you guys so much for joining me this week. And thank you so much for getting me to 5,000 listeners. Who would have thought a year ago when I first started this podcast that it would even be possible? I mean, hell, I had a vision. I ran with it. And I just want to thank all you listeners for clicking on all these different podcast outlets and listening to me. I appreciate you. I don't take it for granted. Here was a girl that was in a whole nother career, in a whole nother realm of life, and decided to follow her truth. And here I am today with 5,000 people listening to me. It's crazy. It's humbling. I get emotional every time I look at the numbers and the stats. I'm not going to stop. The truth of the matter, when I started this definitely had nothing to do with coins. It definitely had nothing to do with numbers and had everything to do with my passion on why I started this. And I'm going to continue to lead with that. This week's topic, what do I want to talk about? This is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about people who love taking accolades or high fives of like, yo, I put that person on and they're only on because of me. The reason why I want to address this is because I hear it so much. I didn't hear it much when I was in finance. And I got to tell you, it's a world that I do miss. And I'll tell you why I miss it. There was a sense of loyalty there that people had for each other, that there were certain boundaries that weren't crossed that I miss, that I don't see in this life of, you know, entertainment, podcasting, being an author, whatever you want to call it. I don't see it as much in this industry as I did in that industry. And that is something that I do miss because I do compare them every now and then, believe it or not. But I got to tell you, the both things that they both have in common, which I find very unhealthy, is the narcissism, because that's all, the only thing I could link it to or think of, is that behavior definitely coincides with each other. I hear it so much that it hurts my stomach, because when I see a successful person, I definitely know that there was a team behind that successful person, but I also know that there was a person with a dream, with an idea, and they believed in themselves enough to move forward with it. And I can't stand, the most thing that could get under my skin is to hear someone say, oh, you met that person through me, or you got on because of me. It's like, no, bitch. And I'm gonna call you that because that's only a bitch move, right? Because a real humble person
would, those words would never leave their mouth. There's no such thing as putting somebody on. There's a such thing as adding value. Yeah, you could do that. But putting somebody on, nah. If that person did not have a craft, they did not develop their whole map of what they were going to do and follow through with it, then there would be no reason for you to put them on. Let's be clear. Let's call it what it is. I think the narcissism is like seeping in and is really taking control of your brain, and you're not thinking of things logically. If a person did not have a craft or something to give or something to make money off of something that somebody would grasp to, there would be no reason for you to introduce them to anybody. Okay, you're only introducing them to someone to say, hey, I got somebody amazing for you, and I think you guys can work together. That's how that shit works. But that shit don't work if that person is not already on and putting themselves on for you to pass that on to somebody else. Let's be clear. Because I got to give an example. You know, I had someone say to me, oh, you know, because you were, you know, meeting so-and-so. It's like, no, bitch. I met so-and-so at Soho House. I met so-and-so through so-and-so. I know you like to think it's all about you, but it's not. And thank you for showing me that you're not really a humble person. And thank you for showing me that I would not want you a part of my journey anyway, because you would be the person in the cut saying, she's only there because I put her there. No, bitch, you didn't put me there, okay? And I hate to use that language, but you didn't put me there. You know, I put myself into a space where I could be seen, and then God sprinkled his little jewels on me, and then there was opportunity and luck that got me there, okay? I'm always grateful, and sometimes my mother and my friends and people will say I'm overly gracious. I give people more credit than they deserve, okay, to where I am headed in my life. But the truth of the matter is, Andrea Jackson is who she is because of Andrea Jackson's story and the shit that she has been through. Because if I didn't go through those things, then there would be no Andrea Jackson. So for you to ever sit there and take credit for somebody's journey is shame on you. What are you thinking? You know, why do people feel that they have to take credit for somebody else's journey? You don't have to. And it doesn't mean that person would turn around and thank you or give you the accolades that maybe that you deserve. But you don't even give them an opportunity to because of your narcissism. And I see it enough in this industry now that I'm on the other side. And it's a really, it's a huge turnoff for me. It's a turnoff because I feel the person that I am, the giving person that I am to my family, to my friends, always being there for advice hour, always being there to support, always being there for whatever my friends need me to be there. It's not shocked that anything is coming my way. I'm not shocked. I'm grateful and I'm gracious. Don't mistake it. But I'm not shocked. Because I know how I live my life. And I don't live my life if I give this and I'll get this. I live my life if I'm going to give this because somebody gave me an opportunity and I'm going to just pay it forward. And I've always lived my life this way. For 43 years I've been on this God good earth, that's how I have lived my life. So when I see somebody that has not been in my life that long and they're willing to take credit on people that they think they introduced me to, shame on you. I've never been a person to name drop. I will never be a person to name drop. You don't know who I know, and you don't know how I met him, but you should not assume that I met him through you. And let me tell you the things that I don't do. I've been around a lot of people, and I got to tell you, 95% of my friends are huge in their industry and the work that they do, and they will tell you, they have never taken me to an event where I have cock-blocked or I have ate off their plate or I have tried to make a connection. I have never, ever, ever, ever done it. It's not my style, because I believe when you do the work, you're passionate about something and your work is here to help people, it's going to happen for me organically, whether it takes me a year or it takes me 10 years. I'm going to get there, and I'm not going to get there by sticking anybody in their back. I'm not. I've never been that girl. I'm never going to be that girl. If I'm 43 and I'm not that girl, I'm not going to be that girl at 53, God willing, if I'm still here. But I will tell you, stop taking credit for the work of other people. It's not right. It's wrong. You can't do it. Who are you to take credit for somebody else's work, for somebody else's story, for somebody else's journey, from somebody else's pain? I watched my mom have 6 kids by my daddy and her raise them, all them kids by herself without being on welfare. I don't need to look to anybody for, whoa, wow, you did that? Because my mama did it. And because I saw my mother do it, I believe that I can do it. So if I'm going to give anybody any credit, it's going to be my mother. If I'm going to say anybody open up the doors for me, it's going to be my mother. Because if it wasn't for me seeing her suffer and struggle, I wouldn't know what suffering and struggle looks like, which means I couldn't get to the other side. I only made it to the other side because I knew what that life was like. That's what I was used to seeing. And I knew that there was another side. And I was going to get there, but I was going to work my ass off to get there. I wasn't going to steal from another brother and sister to get there. We got to be careful on how we make our come up. Because let me tell you something. If your come up is by taking from others, being underhanded, being conniving, stealing, lying, your downfall is going to be just as great. Why not work for it? Why not work hard? Why not just bust your ass for what you got to get? Why not? Because some of you think you want to take the easy way out. Some of you think, well, you know what? She's got a great story. I'll support her because you want to get something on the back end. You know, if you're good to people, you do right by them and you make them feel good about what they're doing, they're always going to take care of you. You don't have to steal. You don't have to take anything from them. You don't have to be fake around them. Because at the end of the day, people feel energy. There's 2 reasons why people don't fuck with you. Your energy is fucked up, or they're insecure and they can't take being around a powerful energy. That's it. It's only 2 reasons. Me, I love to hang around people that have high energies. I love it. You know why? Because it's a give and take. We feed off of each other. You understand? I don't mind being around people that are Debbie Downers because I like to give them hope. I like to say, look, I've been through this. This is my experience. You could come out on the other side. But when you're a Debbie Downer all the time, that's an issue that you got to work out with your therapist. And that's why I have a therapist. That's why I have a life coach. They both go hand in hand. I don't think you could do one without the other. It's important. Okay. My life coach is a 70-year-old man. Okay. Who's been inspiring me along this entire journey. And I don't know if I would have gotten this far without his interpretation on how he sees life. I don't think I wouldn't have gotten this far without his tough love and his reality checks that he gave me. I am so grateful to him. I'm sorry I can't share his name. There's some things that you just have to keep off the plug. And that's one thing about me. I'm loyal. I'm loyal to the end. I knew when I left finance, it was a thing of the past. Am I going to sit here and talk about what I did, who I work for? No, absolutely not. There's some things that's just off the plug. And there are some people that you just respect so much that all that they did for you, that all you could do is keep things off the plug and keep things on the up and up. So for me, when people look at me and certain choices I make, I know some people say, well, that was a dumb choice because I would have went and gotten money. And I have never been a person that have led with money. And my advice to people out there, if you really, truly believe in what you're doing and you want to succeed, if you lead with your passion, you lead with loyalty, you lead with empathy and compassion, you can only win. I'm not saying you're not going to have hiccups along the road, because you will. I've had my share and I continue to have my share. But the more hiccups I have, the more I say, I am destined to do what I'm doing. I am on the right path, because if I wasn't on the right path, everything would be going right. Everything is going wrong because I always say anything worth having in life will not be easy to obtain. Okay? Forever major setback is going to be a fucking major comeback. And that's how I feel. So just when someone thinks they're breaking me down and I'm going to give up, there's nothing that I have not dealt with. I have dealt with rape. I've dealt with abuse. I have dealt with being locked up. I've dealt with having a baby at an underage. I've dealt with my sister committing suicide. I have dealt with being in corporate America and what comes with that. I have dealt with more than the average person could think of. And all those things that I listed and the ones that I have not broken me, because I can't be broken and I won't be broken. There is something in your spirit that when you know your calling is here and you have arrived and you're doing it, nothing can get in the way of that. I don't care what it is. And I have been tested with money being stolen from me, from people not living up to their word, from people talking ish about me, from friends turning their back on me. Guess what? I'm still here because I'm a Jackson. Marcus Garvey blood runs through my veins. He's my great uncle. You can't break me. Okay? I'm here. I have something to say. I have lives to change. I'm going to inspire young girls that were just like me and that have experienced the things like me to give them hope. If you get to the other side, baby girl, I tell you that sun is so bright. It's so bright that you're going to have to find some shades or find something to cover your face because it's that bright. Believe in yourself first and foremost. Know that all money ain't good money. So sometimes you're going to have to shut it down to stay pure to why you are here. It would have been very easy for me to stay in a situation for coins, for money, for security. But when you get to a stage in your life, when you know what your purpose is, it's only right to go with what your purpose is if you really, really about your truth. Because if you're not about the truth, it's very easy to get a salary, get a bonus, and, you know, just go with the motions. But if you're here to make change, you're going to have to make some tough, tough decisions in life. And I'm just here to tell you, it's not all gravy on the other side. It's hard. I've had some moments that have caused me to lose my hair. I'm now wearing wigs. But you know what? Even with my bald spots, even with my ulcers, with all that I have gone through, I am determined to succeed. Because that determination that I look at all the amazing people, Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Bob Marley, President Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry. I look at all these amazing people. They freaking went through hell to get where they are. Okay, don't get caught up in what you see now. What I want to know is what the hell their journey was like. And I know their journey was not easy. And I know mine ain't going to be easy. But I'm staying true to my purpose. My advice to you today is stay true to your purpose no matter how hard it gets, because it will get hard. But if you stay true to it, I promise you, when you get on that other side, it is going to be like that LA sun at 6 o'clock in the evening, beaming in your face. Trust me when I tell you, stick to your truth. When you get scared, get on your knees and pray. There is a higher being. I couldn't have gotten here without him or her, without that spirit, without that energy. It has brought me this far. And I know that being and that spirit didn't bring me this far for me to let go and walk away now. Stand in your purpose. Don't be discouraged. Let your naysayers be your motivators. And your tribe, keep it small and keep it tight. And I promise you, you will make it to your halo. Thank you for joining our Mirrors Reflections with Andrea Jackson.